Okay, so again, we're learning Geir Toshav, and the truth is, there's a lot of in and out over here, and there's a lot of confusion. And I'm going to try and just, again, learn together with you, see where we can get up to. So, back to the Mishnah. We're going to start with back to the Mishnah, Daf Ches and Beis. So, the Mishnah says, Hakol Golin al Yedei Yisrael, V'Yisrael Golin al Yedehen. So, everyone goes to Golis. By killing Yisrael, Yisrael goes to Golus as well as killing anyone else. Chutz mi Ger Toshav, except Ger Toshav. Now I'm going to stop right there. Stop right there for a second, and ask you: is there anything vague in that line? Chutz mi Ger Toshav. Yeah, Will. And what's the, you're missing a third possibility? Or both? No. In other words, this is what we call in English, I think we call this some kind of dangling participle or dangling something. In other words, you have a statement, Hakol Gol Na Yedei Yisrael V'Yisrael Gol Na Yedei Hen, and then it says, Chutz Mi Ger Toshav. So is Chutz Mi Ger Toshav now qualifying both statements? And that if Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, then there is no Golus. And if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, there is also no Golus. Or is it only qualifying one of those two statements? In other words, that is a vague, that's vague in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara continues and says, "Ve Ger Toshav ain't a Gola Eli de Ger Toshav." Oh, that's not vague. A Ger Toshav only goes to Golus if he kills a fellow Ger Toshav, implying that if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, what's the din? No Golus, no Golus. But what if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav? If Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, what's going to be the din there?
Then you go to Golus. Meaning if it's not one statement, then it's the
Well,
other one.
it's either no Golus, either also no Golus. Or yes, Golus. In other words, that's not clear. And I'm bringing that up now because it's going to come out momentarily. And if you take a look, for example, again, I'm just highlighting things that what?
Can I repeat the first confusion, please?
It's only one confusion. This is only one.
Firstly,
Okay,
yes.
okay. L look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Hakol Golan Ayde Shavi So Golan Ayde Hen." So everyone goes to Golus. If they kill a Yisrael, Bishogeg, and Yisrael goes to Golus al Yedehen if they kill someone. And then there's, the Gemara qualifies and says, Chutz Miger Toshav. Chutz Miger Toshav. So my question is, and then the Mishnah concludes, the Mishnah then concludes, Veger Toshav ain't a Gola Ella al Yedei Ger Toshav. So Ger Toshav only goes to Golus al Yedei Ger Toshav. In other words, if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, okay, I'm going to write this down. So I'm going to keep this clear in my head. If a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, so then what's the halacha? Gola. Now, if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, Rabbo said, what's the din? No Golus is correct. Why? Because the only time a Ger Toshav goes to Golus is if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav. If a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, no Golus, and something more chomer, presumably. It's that's he's going to be in a bad situation. The question I have is, what about a Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav? A Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav, I think we have two possibilities now. One possibility is if Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, he also doesn't go to Golus because that when the Gemara says Chutz mi Ger Toshav, it's going on both directions. A Ger Toshav, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, either way, and therefore no Golus for the Yisrael. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. If Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, there is Golus. Now, Rabosai, is there an answer to this question? Does anyone deal with this question?
Yes.
Yes, is correct. Yes is correct. So I'm just doing hard work, but this is grinding work, but it's kind of got to be done. Look at Rashi chutz mi ger toshav. So if you look at Rashi testament aleph chutz mi ger toshav. So Rashi writes umashma demitarvayu mimaitle. So it's masha when the Mishnah said chutz mi ger toshav, it's going in both directions. Delo hu gole al yedei harigaso. Ela Nerag. In other words, if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, he doesn't go to Golos. He's going to get killed. Velo Yisrael gole alav. And a Yisrael is not going to go to Golos because he killed a Ger Toshav. In other words, the way Rashi learns that vagueness in the Mishnah is it indeed gets resolved bidirectionally. Is that when we say chutz mi ger toshav, Yisrael doesn't go to Golos for a ger toshav, and a ger toshav doesn't go to Golos for Yisrael. And that's a bi-directional p'tur that Rashi is making clear. I just want to point out, the Mishnah is a little vague on the topic. Rashi takes a stand. Good? And just to kind of just, I want to highlight, again, when you read Rishonim, when you read Mishnayos, when you read Gemaras, you want to read carefully. So take a look, skip a little bit. We're going to do this backwards a little, but just go to the Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach, Perek Hei. I'm going to skip to Halacha Dalet for a second. We'll come back to this later at the end of the shir. But look at source number 7. Source number 7. Did I say 7? No, I meant 6. 6. Look at source number 6. Rambam Hilchos Rotseach Perek Hei Halacha Gimel. You got it? Yisrael Shaharag Bishkaga. If Yisrael kills Bishogeg, Es Ha'eved O'es Ger Toshav Gole. Meaning, how did the Rambam see this Mishnah? He disagrees with Rashi. There's a machlokas over here. And if you look at the Ravid, the Hasagas Ravid, Yisrael Sharag Bishkagas Everos Ger Toshav, Amar Avram, Ein Nira Kach Min Allah, Chalfi Shutzklavi Ever, the Kuti Min Aribi, Alma Ger Toshav, Ein Golin Allah, the Ein Nerag Allah. In other words, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, goes back with Rashi's sheet. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah understands our Gemara as, and where it's underlined, Hare behed yeshi Yisrael eino gola al yidei ker tosha v'china eved dino ki Yisrael, etc., etc. And he suggests that the Rambam's gears is all messed up. But I'm doing, that's a grinding work of reading Mishonah. The Mishnah is vague. Rashi takes a stance in one direction. The Rambam takes a stance in another direction. We'll come back to that later in this year. I just want to sensitize you to that point. Okay. That's Ha'ara number one. We'll come back later to perhaps get into that deeper. Ha'ara number two is there's a very, very fundamental machlokas between the Rashi and the other Rishonim, and the Ramban in particular, as to the nature of the chiyuv of a ben Noach in mitzvahs. In mitzvahs. And Rashi, based on the Braisa, and the language of the Braisa seems to be clearly like Rashi, because the Braisa says, Veraminu, lefichach, therefore, ger v'ove kochavim shahargo neherogin. And the Gemara says, Katani ger dumid of kochav, ma'avi kochav, loshna de kotla barmine, loshna de kotla barmine, nerag, af ger loshna de kotla barmine, loshna de kotla barmine, nerag. And Rashi writes over here on this lefichach, famous Rashi. Rashi says, lefichach asheva mitzvahs shenitztava b'nei Noah koi, v'kaimalon. And we establish, we have a din in Masechet Sanhedrin, Azharas and Zui Misasim, Lefika Ger Toshav, O Ev Ovid Kochavim, Shahargo, Nerogin, Afilu Bishoge, She'ein B'nei Noach Tzich Masra, Kedamir B'Sanhedrin. Rashi says two important halachas, but one is he's at the end, and again, some of you I think got a little tripped up over here. At the end, Rashi points out that when it comes to Hariga Bishogeg, a ben Noach gets killed, but Rashi is saying even more than that. Rashi says, Asheva mitzvos shenitztava b'nei Noach, with a principle called Asaros and Zui Misasan, and therefore, if a ben Noach does any of these Sheva mitzvahs, he violates any one of the Sheva mitzvahs, Afilu b'shogeg, Ner Agolov. He gets killed. He's Chayiv Misa. Why? Because Rashi says, Ben Noach ain b'nei Noach tzarich nasra. There is no hasra requirement. Rabbosai, we learned already earlier in this Masechet that what is the definite, what's the need for hasra? What's hasra all about? Lahavchin ben shogeg le mezid. If there is no requirement of hasra by Ben Noach, that tells you, that informs you that a Ben Noach doesn't have a chiluk between shogeg and mezid, and as a result, a Ben Noach, in a certain sense, will forfeit his existence if he violates any of the Shevetz Ben Noach, he's Chayev Misa. That is seemingly the Shita of Rashi. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban on a Svaradika level. He says, I have a problem with this, min ha-svara. Because after all, he writes third line, after he quotes Rashi, he says, Ve'ena mechuvar be'enai, she'ena din nosin. It's illogical to say, Ena din nosin laharok adam b'shoyge b'mitzvah. It's impossible to comprehend the idea that a person should be killed for doing an avera b'shogeg. Udamina b'sanhedrin, and when it says in Sanhedrin, Ben Noach Nerag, Be'ed Echa, B'dayin Echa, Rishlo Ba'asra, Havel Ashmin and Rebusa. You should give me a bigger chiddush, Tafilo b'shogeg. Ela masu she'ein Ben Noach Nerag la'olam b'shogeg. Avo b'meize b'lo asra Nerag. No, the chiddush is that, yes, he doesn't need asra, he doesn't need shnei edim, he can have one dayan, but he needs to be amazed. And without being amazed, he's not going to be chayv misa. That is a fundamental machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. Is a Ben Noach, does he have a p'tur shogeg? According to Rashi, there is no p'tur shogeg. According to the Ramban, there certainly is a p'tur shogeg. Let's stop there for a second.
How do we know he's amazed if we don't have a shogeg?
Oh, come on.
Listen.
You put Will in yeshiva for 2 years, his brains fall out. Will, are there any legal systems in the world that require intentionality in order to be criminalized that don't have a din of hasra? Exactly. So you can have mezid without hasra.
I thought we just said that the point of hasra was to determine ben shogeg or mezid.
Well, we said that for Rashi.
Okay.
Okay, so let's... Natan, are you jealous?
I wish I got that.
Okay. So what's the Hezra Machlokas? Well, what are they? What's the Machlokas Ramban and Rashi? So I think you can tackle it from two different angles. One angle we can attack it from is, I'll call it a Hasra angle, and it could be looking at it. What is the core function of Hasra? Isaac, go ahead. You want to say something? It looks like you're chomping at the bit.
Said it to Will, but basically it's how they look at Asura. If Rashi looks at Asura like that it's only to figure out Shogi, then when it says that they don't need Asura, that means that they're chayv for Shogi also.
Okay.
The Ramban holds that it's like purely like a din, like it's purely like a formality.
I don't like formality. We discussed Hasra before this summer, but one idea that we've expressed in Hasra is perhaps Hasra is not a function purely of lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. It's something much more fundamental going on in Hasra. What Hasra does, especially the fact that it has to be tol kedei dibor, the fact that it identifies the avera, the onesh. You have to be mater atzmo lemisa. So the idea of Hasra turns you from, I don't need Hasra to determine whether you're amazed or not. If I see a guy saying, I'm going to kill you, and then he kills you, he's amazed. I don't need Hasra for that. I don't need Hasra. What Hasra does is it converts someone into a rebel, into a morad, into someone who's doing it lahachis. And that already is a unique halacha in Own Shei Yisrael, that for a Bezdin to go ahead and put a Yisrael to death or to give him Malkus, It has, the Avera has to be even higher than that. It's not enough just to be a mazid. It has to be a mazid of merida. And that's what Hasra establishes. That's the unique halacha in Onshei Yisrael, says the Ramban. Of course you need to be a mazid. The baseline is you need to be a mazid, even for Onshei Ben Noach, Onshei Akum, but you can be a mazid without Hasra. You don't have to have Hasra. Hasra is a totally separate idea. That could be one angle in how we view and how we view this machlokas. It's a Hasra angle. The other angle might have to do with, and we'll maybe touch on it a little bit later.
Wait, so according to that, why doesn't it actually require Hasra from that angle? And if Hasra is to determine that they're more rate?
No, according to Rashi, Hasra is lahavchin bin shog lemezid. And that's what Hasra is. And Ben Noach doesn't have a din of Hasra. Yisrael does. It's, you know, it's the more traditional vision of what Hasra is all about. The other idea might really go to, is there, you know, for a Ben Noach, it could be that, you know, we don't ask so much from a Ben Noach. We have seven mitzvahs that we ask for a Ben Noach. And it could be that those seven mitzvahs, in a certain sense, are, I'm trying to figure out how, the best way to say this, but they generate a chiyuv. It's no fault chiyuv. In other words, even if you're not culpable, these are so core and fundamental dinim. It's like if you go into there's a famous, you remember the famous Bakke versus State of California Supreme Court case? You don't remember that case. A famous case, Bakke versus the State of California. Bakke was driving a car, and he put it on cruise control. He put the vehicle on cruise control. It was a Supreme Court case, actually. Got to the Supremes. And the cruise control stopped working. Didn't work. So basically, he was cruising at 70, 80 miles an hour, and he couldn't stop it. Couldn't stop it. And, you know, whatever, the brakes didn't work. Something wasn't working on his vehicle. And at some point, the cops pulled him over, and he was able to get the car to stop. And they gave him a speeding ticket. And he says, I am innocent. How can I get a speeding ticket? After all, I couldn't control my car. It was absolutely out of my control. I didn't have, using language we've used all this summer, I didn't have mens rea. I did not have a criminal intent. I didn't have an intention to violate the law. It was 100% out of my control. I had no culpability. I was soigeg ben benoso soigeg. That was his argument. And it went all the way up to the Supremes, if I remember correctly. And the Supremes said, chayiv, no excuse. Why? Because there's certain times that the law can tell you that I don't care if you're a mazid or a shogeg. I don't care. You're chayiv, no fault. The legislature can go ahead and create chiyuvim that are even, if you're technically innocent, nevertheless, you have to avoid the problem. You have to avoid the issue. You have to, I don't remember if there was a Bakke case. Now I'm confused. Maybe I'm thinking Bakke might have been an affirmative action case. I'm getting confused. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, I'll look it up afterwards. But I'll call Punim. You could have legal, you could have laws on the books that, as we've discussed, Hayilo Lilmov Lolamad, and you gotta, it doesn't matter if you, even if you're, even if Lo Hayilo Lilmov, you're Chayiv as a Shogeg Kamezit. You're Shaykh, whereas the Ramban finds that idea untenable. To go ahead and say that you're chayiv as a pure shogeg, chayiv misa, that is an untenable position. And then the Ramban goes on to say, however, even the Ramban will move a little bit towards Rashi. He says, Mihu, gabe shfichus damim, im horag Yisrael, if a Ben Noah kills Yisrael, nerag, sherafilu liyisrael. Oh, that's an interesting din. So there he agrees. In other words, when it comes to 6 out of 7, he argues on Rashi. When it comes to Shvichus Damim, so there he agrees. Why does he agree? What's the Chiddush of Shvichus Damim? That because there, in Afilu Yisrael lo nitan damo shal horeg l'mechila, ela gole v'omid besafik migol adam, lafika goy nerak olav la'ola. Ava. Okay. So in other words, what's the Ramban saying now? Ramban is giving a very striking idea. When a Jew kills someone b'shogeg, when a Jew kills a Yisrael b'shogeg, what's his din? What's his baseline din?
Misa.
He's chayv misa. He's chayv misa. It's not traditional misa. It's not misas bezdin in the classical sense, but it's misas goel adam. He's chayv misa. But he also has a way out. He can run to the ir miklat, and that's a way out. But fundamentally, he's chayv misa. And since fundamentally he's chayv misa, so we can give the same exact din to a guy. And a guy does not have, a ben noach does not have a safe haven of ir miklat. Why is it? Why is it? What's the reason that even a Yisrael is going to be chayv misa fundamentally, says the Ramban, for an aver b'shogeg? Where's that coming from? He's not culpable. He did it b'shogeg. He had no criminal intent. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why that? Why? What do you say? Yeah, Isaac.
You can't be meichel on somebody's dam.
You can't be meichel on somebody's dam. Does he say that? Is that what he says? No. In other words, okay, good, fine. Yeah, so what does that mean? In other words, I think when it comes to ritzicha, when it comes to murder, there is, I will call it even, a natural consequence. There is a notion of a natural law, which I'm calling nefesh tachas nefesh. You kill someone, you expunge in an irreversible fashion his life, you get killed. That is the baseline. And now we have a kula. We have a kula that says you can go ahead and run to Ir Mikla. That's a unique kula that you find by Yisrael. La Havdil, but similar, is the idea that we have when you have a Shor Hamuad. So the halacha of a Shor Hamuad, as you know, when a Shor kills someone, so the din is you are, the Shor gets killed. The Shor is a Shor Haniska. He doesn't have criminal intent either. He doesn't have das that, oh, he intend planned to kill someone. No. But the bottom line is nefesh tachas nefesh. The Shor killed, the Shor gets killed. And in fact, even the owner of the Shor, we discussed on that Beis Mebeis, in principle, might be Chayv Misa himself. But there's a special din, once again, of kofar that allows him to go ahead and pay kofar and relieve himself of that chiyuv misa. But fundamentally, there is a baseline halacha of nefesh tachas nefesh that applies afilu in a case of ritzicha b'shogeg. Okay, that is your basic core shita of the Ramban. And let us now skip. Let's do some Rambams. Okay, I want to jump to the Rambams. And I want to see, first of all, how does the Rambam hold in this machlokes Rashi Ramban? Very famous and fundamental topic. And let's take a look at the Rambam. Source number 4. So the Rambam here writes, very fascinating, Ben Noach sheshogag ba'achas mi mitzvosa poter mi klum. If a Ben Noach does one of his averas, one of his sheva mitzvahs, bishogeg, what's the baseline? The baseline is poter. He's poter. So right away, whose camp is the Rambam in? He's in the camp of the Ramban. That's correct. Chutz mirotseach bishkaga shim horgo goel adam eino nerag olav ve'ein lo ir miklat aval bote dineem ein mamisim oso. So here I think he's diverging slightly from the Ramban. What does he say? He says, when it comes to ritzicha bishogeg, so, he's got a latent chiyuv, a chiyuv misa, but it's not one that is executable by Bezdin. It's going to be executable by the Goel Adam. There's a notion of Goel Adam by a guy as well, but he has no place to run. He has no ir miklat, and therefore he's subject to Goel Adam. And now the Rambam makes a very striking qualification. Bamed var mamur. When is everything that I just said true? Bishogag ba'achas mi mitzvahs va'avar below kavan. That's true when you did an avera bishogeg below kavan. Kigon, sheboal eshes chavera. You did gilei arayas v'dima shehi ishto opnuya. And you thought that this woman that you're sleeping with, you didn't realize she was married, or you thought that it was your own wife. And you have a mistake of fact. You're not aware that indeed she's an eshes ish. But if you know she's Eishes Chaver, v'lo yoda she asura olav, but you're not aware that there's an iser of eishes ish. Ela ola alibo shedavar zem mutar lo vechein im harag vulo yada she'aser laharog hare ze karv lemeiz v'nerag v'lo techash of zulahem shkagap neshahayilo lilmod v'lo lama. So the Rambam does make a very fundamental distinction here, one that we've seen before, between Omer Mutter and Shogeg. Omer Mutter, says the Rambam, is going to rise to the level of Karav Lemezid, and as a result, the din is Nerag Olav. What does Nerag Olav mean? Who's going to kill him?
Kol
Adam. No.
Who?
The Rambam. He's Chayiv Misa in Bezdin, is the way I'm understanding the Rambam. If he kills Be'omer Mutter, or he commits Gilei Arayos Be'omer Mutter, meaning thinking there is no Isser, Hayelo Lilmod V'Lalamad, that's already not called Shogeg. That's called, we call it Karv LeMezid, we'll call it Mezid, and then he's going to be Chayiv Misas Bezdin. That is the Chidush of the Rambam. And just to further echo the fact that the Rambam, I think, is in the camp of the Ramban, look at source number 5, the Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halach Yedalid. The Ketzad Mitzuvim Heim Al Hadinim. So we know that a Ben Noach has 7 mitzvahs. The 7th is Dinim. They have to set up judicial systems. So Chayavin Lahoshiv Dayanim Vishoftim Bechoplach Uplach Ladun Besheish Mitzvos Eile. Ula Hazhir Es Ha'am Uben Noach She'ovar Al Achas Misheva Mitzvos Eilu Yahoreg Besayev. He's Chayev Misa Besayev. Umipnei, and now this is important. Very famous, just a good idea to have. Why did the brothers Shimon and Levi kill out Bnei Shechem? How? What gave them the right to kill out all of the town of Shechem? Umipnei zeh nischayvu kol balei Shechem hariga. That Shimon and Levi were justified in killing Shechem. Sharei Shechem gozal. Veim ro'u v'yodu v'lo danuhu. Whoa. Famous Rambam. That what? That they were involved in Gezel and they did not set up a judicial system. And because they didn't set up a judicial system, they're Chayiv Misa. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and that's what justified Shimon Velevi's attack on them. But now, for our purposes, Uben Noach Nerag Be'ed Echad. Ubedayin echad below hasra. All you need is an eid echad. All you need is dayin echad. You don't need hasra, and you can also have edim al pi krovim. Avalo beedus isha velo tadun isha lahem. That's an interesting comment as well. Edus isha no, and not dayanus isha. But this again corroborates the Rambam fundamentally in the world of the Ramban, is that you don't need Hasra, but you do need Eidus, you do need a sense of Hazada. Okay? So far, so good? Okay.
What's the point of that Ramban bringing out?
The Rambam?
What I
wanted to bring out is, I wanted to share with you the idea about Shechem, but more importantly, the fact that he identifies that you need an Eid Echad, you need Dayan Echad, you don't need Hasra. So I think that's really what the Ramban was saying, is that you need Mezid. But you need Mezid, and the Chiddush of Ben Noach, because you don't need the other formalities of Beis Din. Okay, I want to just discuss, now bring it back to Ger Toshev a little bit. Now, Ger Toshev, there's a lot of complexity here, but let's just do these couple of Rambams that relate to Ger Toshev, and then we'll call it a sugya. So look at the Rambam we started, and this is what we opened up with. The Rambam says a big chiddush, and again the Kesef Mishnah, the Ravid, Rashi all disagree. But the Rambam says Yisrael Shaharag Bishkaga. If a Jew kills an Eved or a Ger Toshev, he goes to Galus. V'chein Ha'eved Shaharag Bishkaga Es Yisrael O Es Ger Toshev. So if an Eved kills the Yisrael, or an Eved kills a Ger Tosef, he also goes to Galus. V'chein Ger Tosef Saharages Ger Tosef. O es ha-Eved Bishkaga, Gola. So a Ger Tosef who kills a Ger Tosef, or an Eved, meaning an Eved Kanani, he also goes to Galus. Shene Emar, Libnei Yisrael, V'lager V'lo Toshav Besocha. So if I just had this Rambam, what am I essentially equating as far as Galus is concerned?
Ger and Yisrael.
Well, now don't say Ger, but let's be fully precise. We're equating Yisrael, Ger Toshav, and Eved. Now when we say Eved, we're talking about an Eved Kanani, who has aspects of Kedushas Yisrael, and so far everything's been the same. So we said, if a Ger Tosef kills a Ger Tosef kills, Yisrael kills a Ger Tosef or an Eved, you go to Galus. If an Eved kills a Yisrael or a Ger Tosef, you go to Galus. There's one case that's missing. What's the one case that the Rambam has not yet presented? No, we're not talking about Ovi Kochavim here. We're not.
A Yisrael killing a Ger Tosef, we said?
Yeah, that's the one case that we haven't presented. A Yisrael who kills a Ger Tosef. And the Rambam saves that for the next halacha. Look at source number 7. I'm sorry. He mentioned Yisrael kills a Ger Tosef. That he mentioned. Goes to Galus. The case of Ger Tosef Shaharages Yisrael, that's not mentioned. And here the Rambam says, Ger Tosef, that's in the next halacha. Ger Tosef Shaharages Yisrael Bishkaga. If a Ger Tosef kills the Yisrael Bishogeg, Af Api Shu Shogeg, Hare Ze Neherak. Why? Adam Muad Laolam. Vechein. Ger Tosef Shahara Ger Tosef Misum Sha'ala Al Dato Shemuter Lahargo Omer Mutter Hareze Karla Mazid Venera Golov Hov in his Kavan Lahargo Vigoy Shahara Gesagoy Bishkaga Ein Are Miklat Koltososa. A Miklat does not absorb him, Shinemar Livne Yisrael. Okay, boys, I'm really confused now. Really, really confused. So I'm gonna spend 5 minutes, if you indulge me for 5-6 minutes. I'm just gonna share with you my confusion, because and I'm purposely not gonna resolve the confusion for you. And the reason I'm not going to is because A, I don't think I have it resolved, and B, I think it's more important pedagogically to see the problems than necessarily to come up with the solutions. Okay, gentlemen, why is it that a Ger Tosef that kills a Yisrael Bishogeg gets killed? Speak.
The Rambam says because Adam
Muad La'olam. Okay? So this is an external svara, a new idea, that a Ger Tosef that kills a Yisrael Bishogeg is Chayav Misa because Adam Muad La'olam. Now, Rabosai, listen carefully. What is the din of a Goy that kills a goy bishogeg, according to the Rambam?
No. Meaning like nachai mitzvah though.
Right. The end of the Rambam says goy sarges a goy bishkaga ein are miklat koltos osa. He doesn't run to ir miklat. Shenem alivnei yisra. So what happens to him?
Whatever happens to him happens.
Whatever happens, happens. The Gol Adam can kill him. but he's not chayiv misa. So question number one is, what happened to Adam Muad La'olam? If Adam Muad La'olam generates a chiv misa on a ger toshav shaharag Yisrael, so why isn't there a concomitant chiv misa when a guy kills a guy b'shogeg? And moreover, in the prior Rambam, what about a ger toshav that kills a ger toshav b'shogeg? So what's the din? Galus. What happened to Adam Muad La'olam?
Is a guy called Adam?
Wow. Everything stays in the Zoom. Of course a guy is called Adam. Adam is an Adam. What is Adam? Adam comes from Adam. Adam the first. I would think so. Let's read one more Rambam just to exacerbate things a little slightly. Look at the next Rambam. This is Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Beis Alachid Aleph. Yisrael Shaharag Ger Toshav. If Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, now here he's talking about Bemezid. Eino Nerag Allah Bebezdin. There's no Chiv Misa in Bezdin, Shene Emar. Because the Pasuk says, V'chi Yazid Ish Al Re'ehu. And a Ger Toshav is not called Re'ehu. So you only chayv misa b'mezid if you kill re'ehu. And ger toshav doesn't qualify. Ve'ein sarg lomar she'en nerag al agoy. However, ha'horeg es eved acherim, if you kill an eved kanani of others, or ha'horeg avdo, ha'rei ze nerag alav, for that you will be chayv misa. She'ha'eved kvar kibel alav mitzvos v'nosaf al nachlas Hashem. Wow. An Eved is already kibel of mitzvos and is part of Nachlas Hashem. So what does that mean about an Eved? Tell me, how would you characterize an Eved Kanani? Is Eved Kanani called Re'ehu?
Yeah.
It's called Re'ehu. What makes someone Re'ehu? Yeah, but that's too vague. Well, what makes someone re'ehu?
Both mitzvahs.
Mitzvahs. Make someone, it's re'ehu b'mitzvahs. So an Eved Kanani rates and has status and therefore you chayv misa for killing him. What is the status of a ger toshav? So he's got the seven mitzvahs of goyim. They're not uniquely our mitzvahs. They're the mitzvahs of goyim. So therefore, he's still not re'ehu b'mitzvos. He's not re'ehu b'mitzvos. And therefore, you're not chayv misa for killing him. Okay. So what's this business in the prior halacha? But if a ger toshav shaharag es Yisrael bishkaga, Nerag, because Adam Muad La'ola. What's the pshat? And why by a guy killing a guy? No. Not chayv misa. Yeah, Isaac?
One possibility is that we have a few Gzeres HaKasim. Right? So we have a Jew, then he goes to Yirmei Klal, because we know it says like whatever, like all the people. and then so that and but that would also be for Ger Toshav or going to Ger Toshav. And we saw them. Then we had the Stira in the Gemara.
Are you getting me too confused? Too confused.
We have a bunch of Xeris Agassim.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't want to live with Xeris.
One other thing. I have kind of a question.
No questions. We're ready. It's late. It's lunchtime. Let me just throw out a thought. Rabbi, so where does this din of Adam Wood Lolom come from?
Nezikin.
It comes from Nezikin. Comes from the world of Nezikin. In the world of Nezikin, So, first of all, is the parsha of Lo Sirtzach, of Ritzicha, in the world of Nezikin? Again, we've discussed this too. I think so. It's in the world of Nezikin. But perhaps, again, that's only true. This idea of Adam Muad La'olam and this Din Nezikin is a, again, I'm just throwing this out for thought, might only be something that is uniquely when you're in the Parsha of Yisrael. Then we're going to invoke, like, Ritzicha. Let me say it like this, and you'll think about it. You'll dream about it. Is Ritzicha one of the Shev Mitzvah in Noach? Like Gili Arayis, like Gezel, like Avram and Achai, it's one of the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And you treat it like every one of the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Or do we view it as what I'm going to call the Avi Avos HaNezikin? And it's a Nezek idea, a absolute Nezek idea, which demands Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the answer to that question might depend on who is the victim, who is the Nizak. If the Nizak is a Jew, then you're in the world of Dine Yisrael. And in the world of Dine Yisrael, where the Nizak is a Jew, so then Adam Muad La'olam kicks in, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh kicks in, and it will be a Chiyuv Misa. When you're not in the world of a Yisrael victim, then you're in the world of Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach has its dinim. According to Rashi, for Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, afil b'shogi yichayv misa. According to the Ramban, for Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, b'shogi, you're not chayv misa, with the possible exception of Ritzicha. And according to the Rambam, if you're a real shogi, even by Ritzicha, you're not going to be chayv misa, you're just on the run from Gol Adam. And I think if you take a look, I'm just going to close with this because you're not going to appreciate what I'm about to say, but it's a very, very special idea. And that is, if you look at the Parsha in Mishpatim, and you study Mishpatim, you will notice everything is out of order. We talk about Shor Mazik Shor, Shor Mazik Adam, and there's a Parsha of Sadeh and Eish, and it's all jumbled up, and it looks like it's totally out of order. And you look through the Perek HaBeis, I believe, in Mishpatim, it's total. It seems like there's no Seder. And when you look at it more carefully, you will see there is a Seder. And the Seder is, but we typically, when we learn Bava Kama, we're always focused on which one of the Arba Avos Nezikin is it? Is it Bor? Is it Shor? Is it Eish? Is it Adam HaMazik? We're always focused on the Mazik. If you look at the Parsha of Mishpatim, you'll notice there is a Seder, but the Seder is focused on the Nizak, on the victim. We don't care so much, did the Chamor or Shor get damaged because of Bor or because of Shor? The issue is a focus on the Nizak, on that which is being damaged. And that seems to be the Torah's focus. Protect the victim. Protect, take care of the victim. That's what drives Mishpatim. So again, in this context, I'm sharing that idea, is that if the victim is Yisrael, then we're going to start to apply Dine Yisrael, Ger Toshav Shaharag Yisrael, Adam Muad La'olam. and therefore he's going to be chayav misa. Masha enken, when it's a goy shahar ages a goy, so then even besogeg, we don't apply the rule of adam udla olam because we're not in the parsha of Yisrael, you're in the parsha of Sheva Mitzvah Noach, and that Ritzicha happens to be one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Okay, boys, again, some musings. Not necessarily the most organized shir that I've ever given, but those are some thoughts on the sugya.